task of ascertaining the significance, the historical significance of names of streets that are proposed to be renamed. I want to thank you, Commissioner Adams, for taking leadership on this very important issue, and I think that for those of us who are involved in legal issues involving Latinos, as I am, I think that the renaming of a street in honor of Cesar Chavez is an important issue and a symbolic one. Just a very brief recounting of my experience. I have a degree in philosophy from the University of San Diego, one in law from Santa Clara, and one in constitutional law from Georgetown Law School. I serve as professor of law at Willamette University College of Law, where I teach constitutional law, civil rights litigation, and other related subjects. In the past, I've been with the U.S. Department of Justice Civil Rights Division, first appointed as a political appointee by in the Carter administration, later serving as a trial attorney there, and thereafter serving as director of the National Center for Immigrant Rights in Los Angeles, as the National Director of Immigration Services at the U.S. Catholic Conference in Washington, D.C., and as professor of law at Villanova University, among others. So I look at this task as an historian. I've done some writing in the area of history of discrimination and other issues related to immigrants' rights and so forth. And so I am familiar with the task of legal analysis and historical analysis. And so I will undertake my role seriously, and I appreciate the council's support of this important endeavor.
Thank you. Any questions?
No questions. Thank you for agreeing to do this.
Thank you, Professor, very much.
Okay, my pleasure.
Really appreciate it. Again, sorry to keep you waiting.
No worries. Good day.
Do we have anybody signed up to testify?
No one signed up.
Is there anybody here that wishes to testify? Okay. Shelley, come on up.
I just wanted to thank this morning the president.
And if you could just sit down and give us your name, and then you have 3 minutes.
We tend to work fast. I just wanted to thank, my name is Shelley Bailey, and I manage Central Drug Pharmacy on the corner of Southwest 4th and Alder. And I just wanted to thank the commissioners today for reaffirming the commitment to follow the city code. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, please call the roll.
Adams.
I want to thank Shoshana Oppenheim and Kirk Kruger and the PDOT team who have, along with Linda Mang and Mark Moline, to bring the 1989 code, which has never been implemented, so to bring it to life by determining some of the legal issues behind it, clarifying some of those legal issues. I want to thank you for your work on this. Aye.
Fish.
I'm pleased to vote aye. I have been received a couple of questions from people in the public since I got elected. One was, why would the city go through this exercise? And the answer is, it's specified in our code. We have very clear guidelines. And it is entirely appropriate for a city to consider name changes from time to time. And the second is, you know, how will this be different from the prior exercise? And I think this council has made it very clear that we're going to follow the code very carefully. I think the process has been very deliberate, and I applaud Commissioner Adams for the leadership that he's given the council. I vote aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I appreciate Commissioner Adams bringing this forward and the commitment to follow the code. As one who's been guilty of perhaps not following the code in the past, I pledge myself this time to follow the code. Absolutely. Aye. Okay, let's go back to 1122.
Authorize the city attorney to file an amicus brief in Mon Aktien Gesellschaft and Mon Nutzfahrzeuge Aktien Gesellschaft versus Daimler Chrysler AG and Freightliner of Canada LT, Appellate Court number A135989.
Mr. Adams, did you want to say anything? The amicus brief, the freight letter?
Yes.
Okay. And Linda Mang, why don't you?
Linda Mang, could you come up, please?
Okay.
Linda Mang will explain some of the details of this, but this is siding with an important local company, an important local player, an important local provider of jobs against the state of Oregon in a dispute over how a previous legal settlement that they inherited when they bought a company, they being Freightliner, bought a company, and the state's efforts to penalize them in a way that I think is very unfair. The fact that the state of Oregon is pursuing, an arm of the state of Oregon is pursuing this settlement from Freightliner sends a message back to the headquarters in Germany that this is a state or a city that pursues an unfair advantage with local businesses. That's my view. So by city council agreeing to this amicus brief, we are siding with Freightliner in their dispute with the state. This is the first time, to my knowledge, that the city council has done this, or at least we haven't done it very often, but I think it sends an important message to an important employer and provider of really good living wage jobs that we are taking their side.
Say something.
Well, I have
I'm happy to answer questions. Go.
So, Linda, I'm the recovering lawyer up here, so I just want to make sure I understand one detail. Had this case not been settled, but had it been appealed, it's possible that the punitive damage award could have been thrown out by an appellate court, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
So, in effect, the position we're taking not only appears to be the equitable position, the fair position for Freightliner, but it also would serve to encourage parties to resolve disputes through negotiation rather than the appellate process. Because if, notwithstanding the fact that parties agreed to settle and then allocated the settlement proceeds in a rational way, the state could come in and say, well, we're still going to apportion our take off of what we're going to deem a punitive damages. It would, in effect, discourage parties from reaching negotiated resolutions of their disputes. Is that a fair comment?
Yes, I think that's fair, and there's very strong policy in this state and in this all over the country to encourage settlements. There's lots of procedures in place to encourage parties to settlement. There's mandatory mediation in lots of places to encourage settlement, and this would in interfere with the ability of parties to settle their own cases.
You know, in addition, you know, we have different ways of generating revenues off of legal proceedings for worthy causes. We have IOLTA accounts, which help fund legal services. We have capturing a portion of punitive damages to cover other needs. But the point here is that the case was resolved through settlement. There is no punitive damage component which is being paid, and therefore there's nothing to tax at the 60% rate.
Yes, that's the policy and the legal argument around it. The actual technical legal issues at this point are in fact quite technical. The question is, it has to do with the standing of the state at this point in the litigation, and that's what we're participating in. And we will make the arguments that you've articulated that this is inappropriate.
Thank you.
And did you? I missed Carla pronouncing the word.
I'd be glad to say it again.
Can you pronounce them?
I haven't even tried. Carla did it very well.
Yes.
All right. I missed it. I'm sorry.
I want to thank Casey Short for that lesson in German.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I missed it. Thank you for your help on this.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. Please call the roll.
Again, thank you, Linda. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye. 11-23,
authorize a contract with Owen Equipment Company, DBA Bencomatic Equipment Company, to furnish catch basin cleaners for fleet services for $1,256,684.
Good morning, Commissioners. Christine Moody, Bureau of Purchases. Before you is a purchasing agent report recommending an award for a purchase of 4 catch basin cleaners in the amount of $1,256,684. The 4 requested units are scheduled life cycle replacement purchases for BES. OMF Business Operations and City Fleet obtained authorization for this purchase in June 2008. Subsequently, the Bureau of Purchases has found the State of Washington has an existing price agreement and is recommending purchasing this equipment off of that agreement. Owen Equipment Company is a local vendor located in Portland and is EEO certified, has a current city business license, and is in full compliance with the equal benefits.
Yay.
Okay, thank you.
So I'll turn it back to you if you have any questions.
Good job on getting the local company.
Anybody wish to testify on this? Seeing none, please call the roll. Thank you.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye. Now to 1125.
Amend contract with Parametrics for additional work and compensation for the Southeast 83rd Avenue Wastewater Pump Station, project number 8376.
This is a second reading. Please call the roll.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye. 1126.
Authorize a contract with the lowest responsible bidder for the South Airport Basin Phase 4 Pump Station Project Number 6790.
This is also a second reading, so please call the roll.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye. 1127.
Grant revocable permit to Fifth Avenue Suites to close Southwest Fifth Avenue between Southwest Washington Street and Southwest Taylor Street on September 19, 2008.
Second reading, please call the roll.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye. 1128.
Rename Southeast 158th Place between Southeast Alder Street and Southeast Washington Court to Southeast 158th Avenue to correct an error that occurred with the platting of the Alder Street Estate subdivision.
Second reading, please call the roll.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye. Are we on 1130 now?
1129. Okay. Rename Northeast Oregon Street at Northeast 113th Place to Northeast Going Street to correct an error that occurred with the platting of Stonehaven Meadows subdivision.
Second reading, please call the roll.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye. 1130.
Rename Southeast Woodward Avenue between Southeast 125th Avenue and Southeast 127th Avenue to Southeast Woodward Street to correct an error that occurred with the platting of Jacobs Park subdivision.
Second reading, please call the roll.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye. 1131.
Grant a revocable permit to Citywide Arts Collective LLC to use a portion of the sidewalk area on Northeast Multnomah Street between Northeast 11th Avenue and Northeast 13th Avenue, adjacent to Holiday Park, for the sale of artwork.
Second reading, please call the roll.
Adams.
Is this Mr. Tilby's project? Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye. Okay, are we on 1132 now?
Amend code to reflect current organizational structure and mission for Portland Fire and Rescue.
Second reading, please call the roll.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye. 1133.
Authorize intergovernmental agreement with Portland Community College for advanced cardiac life support training.
Second reading, please call the roll.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye. 1134.
Authorize an agreement with the Water Utility Climate Alliance and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California to collaborate on climate change issues.
Second reading, please call the roll.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye. 1135.
Extend term of a temporary revocable permit granted to LCW Wireless Operations LLC to build and operate mobile telecommunication facilities within city streets.
I would just add that both of these are being, this and the next item, are being extended until the end of the year, consistent with earlier discussions we've had on adopting some revised policies about cell phone towers. So these are first readings.
Second reading.
Oh, it is a second reading. Oh, my apologies. Okay. Call the roll.
1135.
Yes.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye. 1136.
Extend a temporary revocable permit to Clearwire US LLC to use the city streets to provide wireless broadband internet service internet access services and establish terms and conditions.
Second reading, please call the roll.
Adams?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye. This completes our morning business. We stand adjourned until 2 p.m.
Good stuff. Yep. You guys, I'm out of-